This was the most time publicly that Donald Trump has certainly devoted to the 11-week-long pro-democracy protests. His position hasn't been entirely clear. The State Department has always said, you know, we just don't want any violence. We want everyone to show restraint on the ground, whether that's the police, China, or the protesters themselves. But this was the first time he explicitly linked the Hong Kong protests to the future outcome and health and progress of the US-China trade deal, saying that his Chinese counterpart should avoid violence because that could potentially jeopardize an outcome of this long-running, very fragile series of negotiations between these two economic superpowers.